This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleagues, Brian Nani and Carol Morgan. Guys, good morning. This is going to be a fun conversation. Looking forward to this one.
Yeah, ready to talk about some beer.
Well, Brian, as you always say, you like beer, you like the South, so this is going to be the perfect interview for
it's
you.
Good combo.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Eddie Johnson. He's a managing partner with PDH and a founder of the Great Southern Beer Competition. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Beer.
And more beer. So before we get into our conversation, Eddie, take a few quick seconds, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Well, again, my name is Eddie Johnson. I'm one of the owners of Public Draft House in Midtown Atlanta. And it's a gastropub pub located in Midtown, which sponsors the competition. Of course, with a name like Public Draft House, we have a lot of beers and beer-paired type foods that go along well with it. And it works out pretty well. A lot of people come down to the theater, like some of us here, and it gives them a chance to check out some of our offerings.
Beer.
And more beer.
And beer.
So...
This is a notice to our audience. Clearly, our minds are elsewhere at this moment as we're thinking about beer. So,
So what am I supposed to ask next?
We'll go deeper on the Public Draft House. I want to hear more of the story behind it.
Okay. Well, I guess the story behind it, I was working with our other restaurant called Bronda in Midtown Atlanta for about 8-10 years. But my background was actually liquor, a couple of places. Gordon Beer's, Halo Lounge in Midtown. And I went to my bosses 4 years in. I said, look, we need to open a pub, you know, next to the Fox Theater. They then owned what was called Bazaar Bacar nightclub, and they weren't too hip at that time. So I waited 4 more years. and when things started going down with the economy, you know, the real estate thing, I said, look, it's time now to make this something for everyone. And they said, okay, you know, what the heck, let's try it. And it was, you know, about 3 months in, it just became an immediate success. My partner named it Public, and then my other partner named it Draft House. And I said, let's see how it relates to the Fox Theater and the crowd. And people went crazy. I mean, even kids came in, you know, they drank sodas out of beer cans, but, you know, they become some more regulars if they've gotten older, believe it or not, and their parents. And it's sort of a local jaunt, I would say. We're right across the street from the Georgia Terrace Hotel and a couple of their condos. Mm-hmm. And it's very walkable. And you see all sorts of types there. There's movie stars. We have Holmes Joe's, our local bum that regulates traffic. And I know.
Outstanding.
And, you know, and a lot of our locals have been really good supporters of what we do.
Cool.
Such a great location. And it's, you know, there used to be restaurants across the street and stuff, and all of those have closed over the years. So when you go down to the Fox, there's not that many options that are walkable if you want to park and then walk and then come back. So thrilled to have you there. Thank you. Some of the highlights on the menu?
I would say probably the kimchi wings. We take it's very much like kimchi, except without the cabbage, and we dip that sauce with the wings, and that's a savory, spicy item we have there. The fish and chips is a North Atlantic cod, and we use a traditional English batter on that with a little peanut oil to make it crispy, and with a pile of fries and ketchup and tartar, and you can just jump into it.
I'm thinking it sounds really low-cal.
Very much for, gluten-free too, you know.
Would Newcastle be a good beer to combo with that?
Yes, it would. Yeah. Yes, it would. Newcastle, pretty much a lot of things, because you have that grease in there, and that the beer just cuts right through the beer batter and all that.
Sure.
All right, so on that subject, what would be the most unique and interesting and yet fascinating pairing of a beer and a food item that maybe the typical public wouldn't be smart enough to realize is the perfect pairing?
This question.
Gosh, that's a great question. Oh, boy. You know what? To be honest, our burger's a really good burger. We have locally grown beef, nice homemade brioche, and probably a nice great Hefeweizen or a Belgian-style lager. It's got fruity notes, but at the same time, it has those meaty beer back notes, and it pairs really well with the burger.
Mm. Sounds delicious. So. Mouth is watering.
Does your menu change on a seasonal basis, or how does that work?
Well, you know, we try to do that, but some of the guests are like, we don't want you to change that. Okay. So we have you know, classics that we keep, but we do change seasonally. We deal a lot with local purveyors. Atlanta Harvest is one of them, and they have a great veg program. we like to get the fish as fresh as possible. We carry oysters from South Carolina, Charleston. His name is Clammer Dave. And he is. Nice. Look it up. Cool. And everything else is locally driven, for that matter. You know, because everyone is, you know, watching what they're eating nowadays. Mm-hmm. And you keep it local, it supports community, and it's a little healthier.
Yeah, and so the beers also are local as well. You were talking earlier about Monday Night and Red Brick Brewing. You guys serve a lot of that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you also do the great beer competition or the Southern beer competition with them as well.
Yeah, we did that last year, and it was a real big success. There was about 300 to 400 attendees. And this year, we're going to partner with Red Brick Brewery.
Okay.
And everyone's real supportive. Yes, we do carry the beers, but at the same time, it also lends local support, and they support us in turn.
Awesome.
All right. Well, after the break, we are going to get into the Great Southern Beer Competition. But until then, Eddie Johnson and Carol, Brian and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Eddie Johnson, managing partner with PDH and the founder of Great Southern Beer Competition.
So, Eddie, let's talk more about the Great Southern Beer Competition. How can our listeners get involved and how does it work?
Well, you can purchase tickets at thegreatsouthernbeercompetition.com, or you can check us out on the Twitter handle, Beer Down South, and check that out.
That now, might be the coolest Twitter handle
that
ever.
That sounds like a Twitter handle Brian would have, Beer Down South.
I like it. Yeah.
So, or check out our website, www.publicatl.com. Get the information. You want to compete, get those beer submissions in quickly. We're going to judge in the next couple of weeks. So check it out there.
Yeah. Speaking of judging, how does that work?
Well, we get, I guess, local type people, bloggers. Il Sharpton was one. He's a local blogger here in town. We've got a couple of Red Brick brewers tasting the beers. I myself.
Whoa. What about radio hosts?
Well, yeah. You guys are going to judge in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, how's the actual process work?
Well, what we do is we take the beers and we number them, and then we describe the beer, and there's a title for the beer, and we taste them one by one. And it's tasted on clarity of the beer, body, what notes we taste in it, whether it be clove notes, basil notes, or banana, or there's skunkiness. There's
like hops.
Chlorine. Well, no, skunkiness is just kind of something happened in the brewing process. Okay. Or the sun hit it. It's got this funky type taste.
Sure.
Sometimes it happens through the fermentation process, or it's just bad ingredients, you know, or not sealing the container correctly.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. So it's bad beer. It's not poisonous because the alcohol kills all the
still
germs,
beer.
But
yeah.
It's still tastes kind of funky. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So, but no, so some of the things we look for, you know, whether or not if they call it a chocolate stout, does it taste like chocolate or does it taste like chlorine? You know, it's got to match the title of what the beer is and, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, you made a comment. If you want to compete, get your submissions in, how do you do that? I mean, and who's allowed to participate? If some guy homebrews, is he able to participate?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. We want the homebrewers to be involved in this whole process because you hear about local brews, but then again, you have to have $1 million brewing facility. Mm-hmm. Well, we want someone on the home level to brew 6 bottles and send them in. Mm-hmm. They can send them in to actually Public Draft House. It's 654 Peachtree Street, Atlanta, 30308, and send it to us and put your name on there, your phone number. The submission is $10 per beer and tell us what kind of beer it is.
Are there different groupings, meaning there's a homebrew category and there's a big brewery category?
It's just homebrews. Now, you could be a big brewer, but you have to brew this at home and send it in. And how we judge this is we look at every beer individually, and if it matches the criteria for what that beer is and tastes good, we judge it on a point basis. And then what we do is we compare all the points at the end. So you're not... An ale is not competing with a lager, that sort of thing. You're really competing with yourself and the flavor profile of what the beer is.
That's good.
To be a little bit more fair. So
yeah, definitely. That's cool that you kind of do the local thing, keep it home, keeping true to the Public Draft House kind of name, like Public.
Well, I mean, people want to be involved, and that's when they can be involved. And then Red Brick will brew it and we'll carry it in the restaurant.
Oh, cool.
And so you have a chance to taste your beer at the restaurant and check out what's going on. Nice. We didn't have as much media presence last year online, but this year we're going to get a little bit more involved and make sure everybody knows, hey, this is the winner. Last year, the winner was a guy named Taylor, and he made a chocolate chili stout. Mm. It was a really good beer.
Chocolate chili stout. Wow. That sounds fascinating.
It was better than most beers you can get at the store. And I was like, wow, this is really amazing. And he showed us how he did it. He actually put chocolate in there and put a little pepper in there. And it was pretty amazing.
Nice.
I don't think people realize, but homebrewing is an art form.
Well, we all went to college and we all did that at home. People don't realize you can do this. You know, you buy one of those kits. That's all it takes, you know?
Fascinating.
Good way to save money.
I'm not sure that's how most homebrewers go into it, but
that's my college brain mentality.
Yes, it is.
So I don't know. I would think it'd be kind of expensive to get set up homebrewing.
Maybe.
I mean, you can get a kit and all that, but isn't it about the beer? And it's not really.
Yeah,
I mean, you can buy a Miller Lite for $2 or $3, but you're gonna have to buy the bottles. You're gonna have to buy the hops.
Right.
You're gonna have to buy bottled water to make it clear and whatever flavor. But it's kind of neat creating on your own and saying, hey.
You're doing this for the love and the passion and the craft of it.
Yeah, and the prize is $1,000 if you win. Nice. So you get that money back.
It's about the art.
There you go. Something I noticed on the website is where you have everybody submit without any signage or any art on the bottles.
Yeah.
And is that for a reason?
Well, that's not to, we don't want to influence the judges.
Sure.
Yeah. And, half of what you pay for out there is marketing.
Right.
The glassware and the label. And you look at it, wow, it's shiny and this and this and this. I'm going to buy it. And you're like, it's just a beer.
Yeah.
Right. So we wanted to avoid all of that. And I mean, you're going to go out and label your own beer at home? Sure. No, you're just going to drink it. So we decided to keep it as organic as possible.
I like that.
All right. So you touched at the very end of the last segment where this is located. So, and you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, a little bit more information about it, but repeat where it's located and how you get information and where you get tickets.
Okay. You can get tickets at www.greatsouthernbeercompetition.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Beer Down South to see what's going on with the event. If you want to call us at Public Draft House. I'll answer the phone at 404-885-7505. Everyone else knows what's going on. And you can email us at public654@gmail.com. And, title it to me, and I will respond back, give the phone number. I'd love to call and see what's up, see what's going on and all that. Because, again, what we do in Midtown is we keep it Midtown. I love to talk to people. And if it means it's 100 people, I'll talk to 100 people. And why my staff knows that. Because it's about being organic and, again, being on the local level. We're not about mass, marketing. We're about, hey, this is Midtown. This is Buckhead. Let's keep it for Atlanta.
Is there a website for PDH?
Cool. Yes, there is. www.publicatl.com with a K. And you find out what's going on around the Fox Theater. We have a big 40th anniversary for the Fox coming up on the 7th. And we're a part of that in Atlanta Brewing or Beverage Company and the Georgia Terrace. And again, it's something to give back to the community. Say, hey, look, we're here. We want to support one of the great landmarks of Atlanta. And at the same time, make it a local event, a type festival, I'd say.
Well, we're grateful for your strong devotion to the local art scene.
Thank you. Okay.
Eddie Johnson, managing partner with PDH and co-founder of the Great Southern Beer Competition. Eddie, real pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining
us. Thank you. And come by. Beer. Free tickets for you guys, too.
Sweet. Ooh. I love being a radio host. All right. That wraps our Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Eddie Johnson, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.